Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam Gilchrist, all the way from London with the world view. I'm just going to give you my view here. I'm sitting at a coffee shop broadcasting live here. That's what we do once a month. I'm looking across False Bay. What are you looking across at the moment? As you step closer and closer to a British winter.
Yeah, I'm looking across a bank of monitors, but outside it's blooming chilly. It's zero outside my window at the moment. I know why you've gone there. It's because if the coffee won't come to Leicester, Leicester will come to the coffee. Am I right?
Well, that's right. I took a swim before I got onto air this morning. Literally 15 minutes before I was neck deep in water. Yeah, it was lovely.
Very good.
But let's start in South America. A scandal is gripping Argentina. The vice president is found guilty of corruption, something that would never, ever, ever happen here in South Africa.
Of course not. No, perish the thought. Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner sentenced to 6 years in jail for corruption in a case that has absolutely shaken people out. And we're talking about the sitting vice president. This isn't an ex-president or an ex-politician, although I guess she is now. Prosecutors wanted 12 years, by the way, but six is what they've given her ultimately. Fernandez found guilty of fraudulent administration of the awarding of public works contracts to a friend. Now that one resonates through the pandemic. How many mates got PPE and other pandemic deals in various countries, mine included? She's also, by the way, been banned from public office for life, but she's also unlikely to actually go to jail. There is some sort of immunity from her various government roles. I mean, being vice president, I suppose. It's odd, though, isn't it? Because you absolutely, if you're found guilty of a crime, somehow it should apply. But the fact that you are vice president also kind of excuses you a little bit. There will also be a lengthy appeals process. And I have to say that Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner has said that the charges against her were, quote, politically motivated. And she describes herself as the victim of a judicial mafia. I don't think I know enough about Argentina's judicial system or politics to comment. But, yeah, this isn't over yet somehow.
Till this day, South Africa has daily reported cases of PPE scandals. I don't know if there is some sanctuary, some comfort in knowing that all the way from Argentina to even the United Kingdom, the last few years globally has seen this glut, this feeding of the trough, at the trough of the public purse in almost every country around the world when it comes to PPE corruption.
It's outrageous. It's absolutely a scandal. It's outrageous. And for some reason, I don't quite get why, it doesn't seem to register when it comes to people's voting or opinion polls. I mean, the whole sort of Boris Johnson, he was great, we should bring him back kind of campaign, thinking, hang on a moment, you know what he oversaw. So anyway, I guess we move on necessarily, so, because otherwise it does our head in, doesn't it?
Of course. But Indonesia, at Bali, a hub of tourist activity, but new laws being promulgated in that country. There's lots of talk of how it will affect Bali's tourist economy, but essentially a sex ban, no single people sharing accommodation, convictions expected on extramarital activity. I wonder how this is going to play out, particularly with Indonesia, Bali's tourist economy.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the question, and difficult to tell at this distance. We know that Indonesia has more Islamist laws than most. Aceh province, I think, actually is pretty strict on certain things. It feels more like Middle East. But overall in Indonesia, making sex outside marriage punishable by a prison term, up to a year in prison. A raft of changes. I mean, critics are talking about eroding political freedom, but as you say, this will not just apply to Indonesians, but to foreign visitors as well. So if you were going to Bali with boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever, you kind of wonder if you'd think twice. There are certainly other parts of the world you would. It may depend on how it is or is not enforced, and also this new criminal code doesn't come in for another 3 years. There's entirely every chance it'll get watered down in the process. But as it stands, it's something of a moment, is it not?
I've read reports that laws could be so strict that people would need to prove, if you're sharing accommodation with a mate or a friend, you'd have to prove that you were married, and of course prove that you're in a heterosexual marriage. It would be absolute devastating for people who want to go to Bali, for example, on the cheap. Me and my mate, two heterosexual men, want to share a bed because we're simply being cheap. That would then impact on how you do a holiday in Indonesia.
Yeah, the conclusions that would be jumped to. The idea of going on holiday with a mate, with a friend, with a pal, and then having to prove that you're not actually having a sexual relationship with each other. How do you prove that, anyway? No, I don't like him. I mean, what?
There goes our life partnership. And then the Swifties' revenge. The Swifties are, of course, what we call the fans of Taylor Swift. There was recently an issue around concert tickets. What happened?
That's it. Well, Taylor Swift is scary enough, but I have to say Taylor Swift fans are something else. They have claimed a chaotic system to buy tickets for her upcoming American tour. Taylor Swift has got this extraordinary and impressive 52-city Eras tour next year, and there were access codes put in place, special fan pre-registering, 3.5 million people wanting to buy tickets, 3.5 million, all kinds of attempts to avoid bot sales, which I know happens generally in ticket buying, therefore resales at inflated prices. They're trying to avoid all that. Appears to have failed. So Ticketmaster cancelled the main sale of tickets, leaving a huge number of Taylor Swift supporters vexed and vicious, frankly. I mean, 26 Swifties are now suing Ticketmaster for, quote, fraud, price fixing, and antitrust violations.
Wow.
Yeah, send them to Argentina. I wonder how many music fans have experienced exactly that, though, from all kinds of ticket sellers everywhere, where, you feel like you're getting ripped off. This wouldn't be the first time, would it?
Definitely not. Adam Gilchrist joins me again tomorrow with a Worldview from London. Thanks so much for joining us.